Republican Tommy Thompson made two stops in Green Bay, one as part of a National Federation of Independent Businesses bus tour. The former governor says if elected to the U.S. Senate, he'll create policies that benefit business owners, like lower taxes and fewer regulations. He criticized Democrat Tammy Baldwin as being too liberal to represent Wisconsin in the Senate.
My opponent, ladies and gentlemen, is the most radical, the most liberal member of the House of Representatives. Not by my estimation, by her own words, her deeds, her vote of her members, and also what the National Journal has said.
Baldwin campaigned in La Crosse at the county's Democratic Party headquarters. The congresswoman says she's trying to avoid hearing the attacks, especially on TV commercials.
When you stand up to Wall Street, as I have, when you stand up to the big health insurance companies, the big pharmaceutical companies, that they're going to start name-calling. But I think the voters understand that, and they're looking for somebody who's going to be fighting squarely on their side, not for those powerful interests that are funding those ads.
Baldwin told supporters that she's fighting for the middle class and that Thompson is working on behalf of Washington lobbyists. Both Senate candidates are encouraging early voting, which begins today in Wisconsin. Residents can vote in person at their municipal clerk's office until November 2nd. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.